Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's easy to go all in when you're in Arlington. Enjoy the array of international cuisines, live music spots, acclaimed theater, plus so much more. Explore over a dozen neighborhoods, all easy to get to. Whatever you're looking for but never expected, it's all in Arlington. Visit stayarlington.com.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know we're heading into Labor Day weekend. It's a big baseball weekend, so we decided to bring in a baseball legend. We're talking about a four-time World Series champion. We're talking about a five-time All-Star. We're just talking about a legend, period. His name is Bernie Williams. Bernie, good to have you back, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back, man. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always great to be chatting it up with you. And I feel like we were in person only a few weeks ago at your celebrity softball game. Thank you so much for the invite. I had a good time.
Of course, man. That was great. That was great. That's such a great time.
I think my left knee is still paying for it, but I'm looking forward to it, man. And then the concert and everything that you had afterwards was absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was for a great cause. And, it's always great to have the opportunity to interact with the fans and have that great rapport that, you know, it kind of follows me everywhere I go, you know, from the years that I was playing up until now.
Yeah, next year, instead of a single, I'm going to go for a home run. I got some work to do, okay?
There you go. There you got the spirit.
Now, listen, Bernie, we're going to talk about an event that you have coming up at Yankee Stadium, what you're going to be doing on Tuesday, September 5th, and it's always for a good cause with Tune In for Lung Health. And then we're going to get into some of the baseball stuff. Fill us in. What are you doing at Yankee Stadium on the 5th? And for people who are not aware, yeah, Bernie Williams was good with the stick. Bernie Williams is awesome with the guitar. What are you getting ready to do on the 5th?
Well, I have the opportunity, the pleasure, and the honor to play the national anthem at Yankee Stadium, which is kind of a rare thing. It doesn't happen very often to me. But it's a very welcome opportunity. And we are utilizing that platform to promote and raise awareness about interstitial lung disease. And to that cause, we have created a program called Tune Into Lung Health. Which is, you know, designed to utilize the power of music to raise awareness about interstitial lung disease, which my father, Bernabe Williams Sr., died in 2001 from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease.
Bernie Williams is here with us, Yankees legend, MLB legend, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What are your expectations from doing this on the 5th? Yeah, you're going to play the national anthem. I understand you're also going to have a guest with you, Cheryl, there as well, right?
Yes, we're going to have two guests, you know, two lovely ladies that are actually going through a lot of the things that my father went through in 2001, dealing with this condition. Had an opportunity to talk to them and meet them in LA. And I am so happy to have the opportunity to speak to them and share some times with them at Yankee Stadium. They're going to be part of the presentation. We're going to raise awareness and talk to people about Tuning to Lung Health. We're going to try to drive them to the website, which is tuningtolunghealth.com, and raise awareness about this great cause. You know, not a lot of people know about it, which is, you know, we should have a lot of people knowing about this because the numbers are kind of growing, and it is a condition that is happening a lot in our communities, and we're trying to give back to them.
Bernie, we got a lot of knuckleheads that I got to talk about here on CBS Sports Radio. Athletes who are doing crazy and wild things. And I just always admire and appreciate what you've been able to do, not just through the course of your baseball career, but after still being able to go ahead and give back. Who and what instilled that in you for just who you are as a person to be able to use your platform to do good for others?
I think my parents were a huge influence in that, especially my dad. He was the one that always told me at a very, very young age, when I started getting into even in the minor leagues, he always was aware of the fact that we don't play in a bubble. We play in front of people. and we owe the fans our respect and our consideration, and just be who we are, and do the best that we can. Always play 100% for them. And he always said, you know, on the field, you know, play your best, and off the field, be nice to the fans, because those are the ones that bring you up, and they can tear you down too. So I had a good influence, you know, and a good advice from my dad. And I'm hoping that he is looking down on and feeling proud of what I'm doing, you know, promoting and raising awareness to, you know, about the disease that ultimately took his life away.
Yankees legend Bernie Williams is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show. Now, on the baseball side of things, you talk about your career and being nice to the fans. You have no idea. You probably do. How many callers I have to take, whether it be on CBS or WFAN New York, who have not been too thrilled with the New York Yankees, even Brian Cashman calling the team a disaster. But we finally see some of the young guys coming up, whether it's Dominguez or Pereira or Wells. Can you find a silver lining for the New York Yankees this season, Bernie? Is there one out there?
Well, I think there is. I think, you know, there's always a good learning opportunity, you know, even when you go through adversity. You know, I remember that the teams that I sort of played with my teammates in the 90s, I came, you know, all out of, you know, the lean years, and as they call it, in the 80s and the early 90s, where, you know, in 91, 92, we were still trying to figure out what kind of organization we wanted to be in those years. And they gave a lot of opportunity to the farm system and the farm hands that were coming up, and started with, you know, guys like, you know, Oscar Azucar and Hensley Bam Bam Mullins, you know, Kevin Moss, and, you know, then Jim Lyritz, you know, myself came up. And then that sort of paved the way to guys like Pettit and Jorge Posada and Derek Jeter and Mariano to come in and be part of that core of players that were in the organization. So I think the silver lining that I see right now is that it's a great opportunity for these minor leaguers to come in and say, hey, you know what? There's not a Derek Jeter in shortstop now that I have to wait for 10 or 20 years to have an opportunity to play in shortstop. This is up for the taking now. There's no center fielder, you know, right now that is a, you know, a mainstay, you know, that's a position that I can get in and try to establish myself. So I think there's a great opportunity for these young players to take the bull by the horns and try to establish themselves and be noticeable for them to, you know, give them an opportunity to play in the big leagues at this point.
Bernie Williams is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's a generation of Yankee fans who don't remember those lean and early years that you remember. They've only seen the New York Yankees win, even if the last title was in 2009. Do you think this is one of the reasons why just there's so much angst? And I want to say to some fans that they're angry. It's like they don't remember the last time things weren't all so good, you know?
Yeah. I think you're right. There's no question about the fact that, you know, it just actually gives more of the situation on a remarkable fashion to just kind of like go in hindsight to see, you know, how great those teams were from a team standpoint, to have that level of excellence consistently through more than 10, 12 years, you know, going into the playoffs, having winning seasons and having an opportunity to play in the postseason year in and year out. I think that a little bit of a spoiling situation for the fans, you know, a lot of these guys grew up, you know, only seeing the Yankees being successful as they were, you know, in decades past, you know, in the 60s and the 50s and the 40s. So when you have a situation like now that the team is not doing as well, you know, they kind of see it as an exception to the norm. But it is just to, you know, to say how difficult it is in this day and age, have a team that is consistently good for a long period of time. And there's a different, you know, different number of factors that contribute to that. But I know that the Yankees and the players, you know, from an individual basis are trying to do the best that they can, because they want to be part of the tradition of excellence of this team. They want to have that World Series. They want to be part of that, the history of excellence that the team has, you know, had, you know, over the last 100 years. So I know that they're trying hard and they're trying their best. You know, it's just it does not seem to be happening this year. But it's just like I said before, it gives a great opportunity to reorganize, reset, and figure out what kind of team they're going to be for the next, you know, 10 or 20 years from now.
Well, Bernie, you were certainly a member of those exceptional New York Yankees teams and ALCS MVPs and all of the rings that you have. If you talk about exceptional in baseball right now, Shohei Ohtani is just, he makes no sense. Like, it shocks me at times when I go, wait a minute. He's at like the top of the league when it comes down to triples. Like, he's blasting more home runs than everybody. He's striking or was striking folks out at a ridiculous rate. And yeah, we know he has some decisions to make. But what are your overall thoughts on Shohei Ohtani? And if, like, what would you do if you saw a dude like that playing when you were out there?
Man, I would have no idea what to do. I mean, this is one of those situations that my advice for the fans, you know, fans of the game, is to enjoy every minute of this, you know, this great player playing, because I think it's going to be probably another 100 years until we see somebody like him. You know, the fact that he is hitting the ball at that rate, you know, in the league leaders, you know, in a lot of major offensive categories, and then pitching the way he is pitching. You know, the only guy that I kind of recall having any kind of situation like that was Babe Ruth, and that was in the 20s, man. You're talking about 100 years ago. So it is something that is great to see, remarkable, very rare, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, because I think at some point he's going to have to decide, you know, whether he wants to. I mean, I don't think he can do both at that level for a long, long period of time. I think that would probably be the greatest baseball player that ever lived if he's able to do that, you know, for the next 10 years. But I think at some point, that pressure is going to take a toll on his arm and his body, and he's going to have to decide whether or not he wants to be the best pitcher ever or the best hitter ever. He's going to have to choose one at some point.
Bernie Williams is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Reef Show. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be sustainable. I mean, he now has this tear in his elbow. It's the second time. If he has the surgery, it knocks him out. He's going to be a free agent. This is almost like a ridiculous perfect storm. If you were Shohei, what would your decision be right now? Obviously, if he says he still wants to pitch, there's a good chance he gets the money. But then there's so many complexities. What would you do if you were Shohei right now?
Well, I would really make 100% sure that I am healthy. I think first and foremost, that's the most important thing, because you're not going to be judged by your performance if you're hurt. You know, they're not going to give you any breaks. You know, your numbers are going to be the ones that are going to dictate, you know, your future contract and your future negotiations. So you got to make sure that you're 100%. You got to start at a good position. I know that there's, you know, things, you know, that, you know, for instance, you're talking about, you know, your willingness to play, your willingness to be a team player, and all of that. I totally admire, and I'm all for that. But at the same time, you know, he is in a very unique position to be one of the best players that ever played this game in this era that is so rare. So I think if I was him, I would just try to make sure that I am 100% healthy, so I can have that as a starting point to then, you know, play to the best of my ability, and then have be in a really strong position to have a good contract that will set me up, you know, for the rest of my career, and hopefully a couple of generations after me.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's one arm could fall off right now. I still think he's going to get one of those big old contracts. I don't think he has to worry about that there. Bernie Williams is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Bernie, to wrap things up, man, you're a legend in New York. You're beloved by Yankee fans and sport fans and appreciated. Aaron Rodgers just got to New York. He hasn't played his first regular season game. It's coming. He's been all around the town. He's at Taylor Swift concerts. He's going to Broadway shows. He's enjoying New York. What advice or what words would you share with Aaron Rodgers about what is probably still a honeymoon phase?
I would say just perform, man. Just perform. I think you're going to be judged by your performance. You know, it's great that you're showing some leadership, you know, qualities, that you are enjoying the city, that you're the toast of town. But this town is built upon performances. And it's about what have you done for me lately. I think it's kind of operated on borrowed time right now. It just is, you know, kind of like saying, OK, I'm going to enjoy this. But I think with that said, you know, he has proven to be a consummate professional, and the Jets there is some reason to the expectation and the excitement and the anticipation, because he is definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the league and has been for the last, you know, for his career. So the fact that he's coming to New York and bringing that great level of, you know, excitement to the team and to the city is great to see. And I cannot wait to see, you know, what's going to happen this year. I mean, this is, it's going to make me a fan of, you know, trying to see what, you know, how the whole thing is going to unfold. But he's going to be great for the team. You know, I've been watching some of the reports and the Hard Knocks and this and that. And it seems like it's a great marriage, you know, so far.
If Hard Knocks was around when you played for Major League Baseball, who would be the guy that would get followed around in the clubhouse? Who would be that guy?
I would think, you know, the obvious answer would probably be Derek Jeter.
He wouldn't hide. He would hide away.
But I think he would probably be the most boring guy to follow because he'll be, you know, not very flashy, just going about his business on a daily basis and doing, you know, what everybody does. I think probably the most interesting guy to follow would be David Wells in my team, because I think he was a lot more polarizing, a lot more colorful, a lot more entertaining as a fan. But we had a whole bunch of characters in that team, and it would have been great to be part of that. To some extent.
Yeah, we'd have hung out with David Wells the night before the perfect game. So we would have saw how that would have ran. Oh, Bernie, I appreciate it. You talk about the New York Jets. Yeah, Yankee fans, a lot of them can remember 2009. I don't know how many Jet fans can remember 1968 or 1969. There's not a whole lot of them. Not a whole lot.
I was 1 year old. I was totally removed from that.
Bernie, always doing great things for the community. Tell everybody one more time, whether they're in the Bronx, New York, going to the stadium, or whether they're listening to us all across the country, where can people find out how they can support Tune In for Lung Health?
Yeah, tuneintolunghealth.com. That is the website that we're trying to direct people to go see. We have, you know, vocal exercises with a great vocalist named Eric Vithro. We have a playlist of some of my favorite tunes and just accounts, you know, from people that are either, you know, taking care of patients, you know, patients themselves and doctors and people of that line, you know, trying to make sure that everybody that goes into that website feels that they're not alone. We have a support system that is trying to educate about interstitial lung disease. And, you know, hopefully it'll be do a lot of great things for the community.
Bernie Williams here with us, a legend of baseball, the Yankees, an even better human being. Thank you, Bernie. I'll talk to you soon and catch you.
Thank you so much, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Bernie Williams. It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.